Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports and NFL Network, ESPN, NFL Media, NFL Network.
Just NFL.
Just NFL Network.
Yeah, we're not giving anyone else credit.
Well, they're all like all in bed with each other. Anyway, I'm not gonna freak out. You're not gonna get me to freak out. You're not gonna push my buttons
about Michael Penix Jr. You're not gonna freak out.
We will talk about. He's a fine young man. We'll talk about that coming up here.
We trashed him on the podcast yesterday.
We didn't trash him. There was no trashing. Still, wait. No, hold on. Hold on. No, we'll talk about Michael Penix Jr. soon enough. 216-474-0092. If you want Lyman to have it, you go right on ahead. I'm measured Ken today. You're not going to work me up into any sort of a thing over the Cavs. That ain't going to happen. You're not going to slippery wizard your way out of this one about talking about the draft and Michael Penix Jr. and Arthur Blank and needing
LeBron?
An explanation.
LeBron's going to end his career with four titles. That seems very low.
Cavaliers got their faces kicked in.
Got to pick his team every year, and he's only going to get four titles.
There were plenty of people in my mentions while I'm hosting a draft show, and they're going, "You better get him tomorrow. You better get his ass." Whoa, hold on. Hold on. If you guys want to get in Tone's ass, 216-474-0092. I'm measured today.
Wait, what did I do?
You're not getting me.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you were.
What exactly did I do?
You were Whammer Lima for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they were up 2-0 in a playoff
series.
Oh,
no. It was
why
before
wouldn't
that.
I be?
It was before 2-0. It was before 2-0. You can't sit there and deny the way you acted.
Wait, how did I act?
Am I making this up? You were exceedingly confident, exceedingly positive on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hold on.
No, you're not doing this to me. How you acted. Don't act stupid.
I'm exceedingly confident that they're going to beat the Magic, yes.
I'm not playing your game today. It's not happening.
I was not exceedingly confident they would beat Miami or that they would beat the Philadelphia 76ers. And by the way, champions pose on that. I would not want to play Philadelphia. I mean, Joel Embiid on half a leg would totally take care of the Cavs. So, yeah, it was really smart that they did everything they could to play the Magic.
All right.
And I think I've been proven right on that.
I just want people to get their pound of flesh if they want it.
But on what?
I'm not.
What specifically?
I'm not going to.
Apparently, you were
way too positive, and I'm supposed to scream at you today over that. And I'm
was
not going
to
do it.
Was I supposed to be negative after they were up 2-0?
I don't. Tone, again, you're leading the person questioning you. You're not even leading the witness. They put it up to me, and I'm telling them, right, folks, I'm telling you right now, it's a 2-1 series, and I'm not going to sit here and show my ass and then watch the Cavs throttle them tomorrow. And then that'll be the
end. Which they will. The Cavs will handle their business. They'll be up 3-1.
You know what? I wash my hands of the whole thing.
I have zero doubts about who's going to win this series.
Every time. I like positive tone. Here we go.
I don't even know if that's positive because
defensive, doubling down, positive tone.
It's not like I think the Cavs are making some jaunt over to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, no, they're going to win this series and then they're going to lose to Boston most likely. Is that positive? Is that negative? I think that's the reality. I think it's okay being realistic about what this team is. And, boy, Donovan Mitchell, did we get any kind of an injury report on Donovan after that game? Because There was one moment, I think in the first quarter, I think in the first 4 minutes,
yes,
that he like doubled over. Now he
Fedor's
stayed in the
first
game.
Question to him was, "You slipped. How's the knee doing?" And he said, "I'm fine, Chris."
Did he actually say Chris at the end?
He did.
Because there's been questions in the past. Okay. I'm measured Ken today. I'm not going to sit there and...
Now, that would be my source of concern, by the way.
What?
If he is not
unmeasured
fine...
Unmeasured me? Oh.
If he is not fine, Donovan Mitchell, then all bets are off, obviously. I mean, there was never a question about whether or not, you know, this team was engineered around Donovan Mitchell.
216-474-0092. Dave in North Ridgeville. Dave, hello.
Dave.
Ken.
Dave.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Champions pose day, man. You nailed it. You need to tell. You need to claim your champion's pose.
Wait, what did I nail?
Called Magic by 40.
Yeah, no. You said that they gave up. You said Cavs gave up, man. BJ's out of here. You need to tell.
Well,
to Anthony. Come on, man. Do it. Champion's
no,
pose.
No, no. I
up your nose with the
Dave. Dave. I was
I
so. Dave. I was talking about sweep yesterday. I got a call from a buddy. He's going, hey,
I got your back, dude.
Well, yeah,
hey,
but
Anthony, eat it, man. You were wrong.
What was I wrong about?
Should have been down at, Anthony, we should have been down in the dumps the whole time knowing this would happen.
Wow.
Losing by 40. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
I'll admit, right. I didn't see.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't see that degree. I didn't see that degree of a loss coming. I did say I thought the Magic were going to shoot well. I thought we'd overcome it. Not only did they not overcome it, they went out and had the worst performance in Cavs playoff history.
It was real bad.
So JB will now have that on his resume. He had two games to nothing on his resume, and now he has the worst loss in playoff history.
That is the most apropos thing I think I could have found yesterday. And that is, I'll tell you right now. Now, it's going to sound like I'm going off on a tangent. I'm not. But that is last night, and that there's a record of a loss in a playoff franchise history. That is the 2023-2024 Cavs right there for everybody. You don't know how good you got it. You don't know how bad it is. And that's why today, guys, I'm not going to sit there and scream at them. I'm not going to go hoarse. I'm not going to sit there and say that JB needs this or that and Kobe Altman needs this or that. And from the desk of I'm not doing any of that. It's measured. I've learned. It took me all season. I learned my lesson. I can't get too excited about them, and they won't let me get too upset about them because they are a middle-of-the-road basketball team. So what Tone says ultimately ends up being correct is that, well, it's a 2-1 series. This is who they are. You said that they would go to the second round against Boston and lose against Boston. So that's who they are. It's just what they are. It's a 4-5 seed type of basketball team, and a 4-5 seed type of basketball team is not a serious Eastern Conference contender or an NBA Finals contender. So why should I blow my voice out in the first round? Or excuse me, on a Friday in the first segment because it's a 2-1 series in the first round? Not going to do it. Measured Ken is here with you today.
All right, with
that
said,
you're not going to get me going.
I appreciate Measured Ken. You should be mad if you're a Cavs fan at that performance. You should be upset.
Now he turns the tide.
You should be upset. It was humiliating. It's not just the fact that Kenny, you know, I can play all the cards.
It is a masterclass, folks. You are the duplicity. If you are a 7-year-old child being taken to school right now, you need to hear this. It's going to take you a long way in life.
Well, there's no planet should the Cavs ever lose a game like that to that team. Like, it's one thing that the Magic
then get loud and start yelling at them.
It is why I'm frustrated, and the pressure is back on the Cavs now. I mean, this is the thing about this is they get off to a slow start on Saturday in an afternoon game. What is it, a 1 o'clock game? Hey,
yeah.
This one's actually nationally televised. Welcome to the playoffs. If they come out and struggle in that game, they have the weight of the world on their shoulders. They have the weight of the Donovan Mitchell decision on their shoulders. They have the weight of, is JB going to coach this team at the start of next year, on their shoulders. They have the weight of, is Kobe Altman going to survive all of this? Like, that's all back in play if they come out flat. So I don't think they will. I think they understand what's at stake, but this is what this loss did. Losing a game by that much, I mean, it was pretty clear midway through the second quarter that this was not going to be their night. And you have bad nights in the playoffs. I could go back and show you the history of great teams in the NBA that had horrific playoff moments. Here's the thing. They can't afford to have any more of these in this series, because if you end up losing to the team that you hand-selected, that is an all-time dagger to this culture. It's an all-time dagger to this roster construction.
Well, and then I will be mad.
Yeah.
Then,
oh,
I then
mean,
I will. Then I will be screaming.
We'll be teeing off until they make, and they'll be making changes all offseason,
yeah,
if that's the case. So you'll get your pound of flesh. I mean, there's no doubt. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to beat the Magic. Hey, I thought they were going to sweep them. So is my confidence level been lowered? 100%. If you guys want to call in and have me eat crow for that, I was wrong. I thought they were going to be en route to a pretty easy sweep. Then they have the worst performance in playoff history. They gave all of you what you wanted, a chance to watch the NFL draft yesterday. You should be thanking the Cavs. It was that bad.
I kept thinking, no, I decided to get the hiccups here at 6
yeah,
o'clock in the morning.
I've got gripe water for
you. Gloves,
that's what we
huh?
give Mason, so I'll give it to you.
I didn't have any drinks last night. Good God. I had 90 minutes of sleep. You
Where
think
were
I was
you?
Drinking?
Where were you all night, Ken?
I was at the facility, and I looked at it, and I go, well.
Was Andrew Berry at the facility?
Yeah.
He wave?
He did. A couple times. Walked by and waved.
Do you think they made any calls? Do you make any calls? Like, Justin Herbert, Harbaugh, and who is their GM, Moritz, they got phone calls yesterday for Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
if you're Andrew Berry, do you just mess with teams just to throw them off, like, hey, we're going to make a phone call. We're going to make a pretty crazy phone call right now.
Yeah, but
I always wonder about the tactical ways that the GMs operate.
Who knows?
I
mean, did you ever have a day in school where everybody else was gone for some reason, but you were there?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, that was that Washington trip. The three strikes and you're out rule. That wasn't just a Bill Clinton thing. That was a West Geauga thing.
I can't believe. Did you tell them you were going to Washington, or did you just stay home, your parents?
No, I had to go to class. I had to go, like, do an in-school suspension
my
that day.
God. Well.
They don't mess around. Yeah. Law and order at West Geauga. Three strikes, you're out.
Interesting. Anyway. So, yeah, a lot of people ended up getting to watch the draft last night. And I think it's put all Cavs fans in a holding pattern here of, I don't know how to react to this. I really don't. Usually I got a reaction, but I don't. I'm tired of getting it wrong. I really am not, and it's kind of sucks the fun out of it, because you had this 40-point loss yesterday, which it makes it easier if you are a hater or you question what the Cavs have done. Sorry, bear with me here. I'm dealing with the hiccups. If you question what the Cavs have done, you can be as agitated as you want to be. If you're a positive person, you can try to look at it and say, all right, it didn't go very well. We can flush that away. We got a game coming up on Sunday or Saturday. So we can deal with that on Saturday, and hopefully they'll put it away, and then it'll be a 3-1 series, and then really you're starting to knock them out. But I think that the not knowing, not being able to, me having to constantly answer for positivity or negativity is starting to wear on me. I'm getting exhausted by it. I'm flat out tired and this is where I will get frustrated. It's like, I don't know who you are. I don't know what your identity is. I don't know necessarily what you stand for. Every time I try to go one way or the other, where I go, you know what? This thing ain't going to work. This thing is not going to work. You're too small in the backcourt. You're too soft in the forecourt. You don't have the right leadership as a head coach. You don't have the right leadership as an organization. You've been sitting there playing patty cakes with everybody, treating these grown men like a preschool organization, you out there and you beat the brakes off Orlando. You know what I say? You've made these trades. You're supposed to be aiming higher than just winning a first-round series. You go out there and you beat up Orlando. And then over this last week, I mean, yesterday, I took a call yesterday from a friend, Anthony, on my way over to the facility, and they're going, wow, you guys got the Cavs sweeping this series, and you've already put them in the seventh game of the second round of the playoffs against Boston. And I went, yeah, I know. It's because I don't know how to take them. So now, once I try to be and say, and I'm trying, I want them to go this way. Evan's tough, playing tough. Jarrett's tough, playing tough. Darius Garland, he has his moments. Donovan Mitchell, he's the leader. You know, JB, hey, maybe everybody needs to calm down about JB. Maybe I need to calm down about Kobe Altman just because he won't come out and talk to the media at any chance. Maybe I need to calm down. Maybe there's vision there. The same day I say those sentences,
They go out and they lose by nearly 40. That's a frustrating thing. But I got to remain measured. What they have done is they've spun me into a point where now I don't know where to take them. I don't expect the worst, but now I don't expect the best. So it's a purgatory of basketball, and it's a purgatory of opinion. It's a purgatory of opinion because guys, I don't want to sit here and show my ass and be a classic, things are way too good, things are way too bad, things are way too good, things are way too bad. That means I don't stand for anything. I'm just reacting off the top, and I'm not actually trying to watch them. That's what that would mean. I can't do that. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So if you want me to rip on Tone, I will gladly rip on Tone if they lose the series. They're still up 2-1 in the series. I will gladly rip on them if they lose. I can't do it right now. I'm not going to do that right now. Because they could go out, guys, they could go out and they could beat the brakes off of Orlando on Saturday. And then what's Tone going to tell me on Monday?
Do you think they're still going to win the series?
Yes.
But is your confidence shaken?
Honestly, it was such a bad night. No.
You know what? In a weird way, this isn't just doubling down on a bad argument or anything. Yeah, they're not going to pull off the sweep. It was humiliating yesterday. I was very frustrated. Don't get me wrong. It was pathetic. Like that I carved out that I was going to watch the NBA over the draft last night and ended up watching more of the draft. Okay, I understand all that. With that said, it was almost so bad that there's so much to correct. I don't feel like this one's going to linger. I think it's an easy, yeah, we missed all our shots. They made all of their shots. We'll come and get them in game four.
Exactly. Like when they play in 2009, when they played Orlando, it's like, we don't have an answer for this. I mean, we're giving them everything we can, and we don't have an answer for this. They're knocking down every single shot. You lost by 40 last night. I mean, not 40 exactly. You lost by 38 last night. Like, okay, it's a bad day. I got to flush it. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot do it. It actually makes me feel, I don't feel worse about their chances because they lost so badly. Like, I can't say I feel better. I cannot say I feel better. That's ridiculous. But I don't feel worse about how they are because of how much they lost by, because of how they looked yesterday. It's not possible. 216-474-0092. Can you feel worse because they lost by so much, or does it make it easier to flush it away? We'll get to you guys. And Atlanta, speaking of coming in hot, holy Toledo, the NFL draft, the Falcons, ruffling some feathers in about last night on The Fan.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was the worst playoff loss in the history of the Cavaliers franchise.
Yes,
we talked
was.
About them making history. I thought it was going to be because they were going to usher in the first non-LeBron sweep. Instead, they got pummeled. Let me see here. They lost by 38 points.
Yep.
38 points on the road.
Whole bunch of
in game three to the Orlando Magic. They shot just 8 of 34 from three-point range. That's 23%, as it was just one miss after another, and then they allowed the Magic and Paolo Banchero to have a career night. He is in year two. I gave the Carmelo Anthony comparisons. He had 31 points.
Ooh.
Didn't even get to the foul line and had 31 points. He only had 2 free throws yesterday. Kenny, after the game, I thought all the attention would be on Donovan Mitchell and how healthy he is. And here is Donovan with a question from the media.
Hey, Donovan. Did that first quarter fall impact your knee in any way?
I'll be all right, Chris.
Do you think he'll be all right? Because if he's not all right,
I'm a little worried.
If he's not all right, and everybody wants the angry crowd, everybody,
well, you'll get angry, Ken. If he ain't all together,
if you want drastic changes at the end of the year, then you'll get your wish because they have zero shot if he's not healthy.
Come on, just win the series. I don't want to be angry. Come on, man. Don't come on. Don't do this to me. Come on,
JB Bickerstaff.
Win on Saturday. Just come on. Let's go.
J.B. Bickerstaff after the game on what was an all-time rough night.
Again, I think when things started bombarding us a little bit, you know, it got difficult. Shots weren't going. I think things just started to pile on. I don't think, you know, by any means they didn't try to respond to it. I just think things just kept not going our way, and we couldn't find a way. And, again, give them credit. They played really, really well tonight.
I'd say I watched as I was going back and forth.
Yeah, beat you by 38. Of course I'm giving them credit. He did play well.
Kenny, I watched him and his body language. I was surprised. I expected to get a very annoyed J.B. Bickerstaff. I thought he'd be annoyed at his team, right?
He packed it in.
He did not. He was very almost regular season. Ho-hum. That surprised me from J.B. I thought he would lay into his team and do it publicly and himself. Maybe, I don't know, put pressure on them is the right term, but I did think it would be one of his.
That was a regular season score. It looked like a February game between a good team and a not good team.
I agree.
Do you believe that they should? Do you believe that they should go after him? Or excuse me, that JB should go after his team?
I thought
do
that was a point they would.
Pressure? Do they play better with pressure on them?
Oh, so you're saying like psychologically, like maybe they can't take that
all week? We just beat them. We just beat them. You didn't. It was weird. But all week, we just beat him as a fan base. Like, it couldn't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get any worse, to the point where, like, Friday, it was Kevin Stefanski wanted the music last Friday, and the fans really didn't. Like, we went crazy all week, and then on Saturday, all right, they had an answer for it, and they beat up on Orlando, and then they doubled down on Monday, and then it's like, hey, you know, they could sweep for the first time, or they've never done it without LeBron, and they could actually do it without LeBron. This is incredible. JB, maybe we should open up the conversation about him staying around. Kobe Altman, okay, let's go. And then they go out and they lay that type of egg. Like, I got to ask you, do they play better when people are upset with them?
Man, I hope they're not that fragile that the coach can't lay into them after a loss like that. And, I'm sure behind the scenes, but coaches also do this publicly, and they pick and choose their spots.
Yeah, but it'd be my reaction, and I'm not saying I wouldn't get it wrong. I'm just saying it's my reaction that, hey, you lose by so much. There's only so much that you can do. Do I want to sit there and make a big damn deal about it when I know that these are long series, and you're up 2-1 in this series? Can I do that? I don't know. I don't think that's my first thing. You play so well in the first two games. Then things go to hell. Remember, I was part of the reason that people were upset with you on the Sunday before because of what happened, because we were all in this together to make sure that we got this proper matchup. Do I really want to lay into you and go nuts? I don't think that that would be my move.
Well, I don't think you'd lay into me. I think you'd lay into the Cavs.
If I were the head coach of the Cavaliers, that would not be my move.
I had no problem with is The fact that they benched him and they basically put up the white flag, I had zero problem with that because they've had injuries all year. There's no chance. I even tweeted that I'm like, all right, I wouldn't see Donovan Mitchell back on the floor until Saturday at 1:00. That was like with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and they did. They ended up pulling Donovan Mitchell, and then it was a little later for Darius Garland, who had his worst playoff game in the history of Darius Garland. I don't know. It was so bad. And you let their guards, you let that place get into a frenzy. Jalen Suggs was pretty much dominant. It was really, really ugly.
Wasn't good.
Fortunately, the draft was on last night, so I could watch that, even though the Browns did not take a pick. They didn't trade into the first round. There was zero buzz about the potential for them to do that, so that was certainly not a surprise. But what was a surprise was what went down during the 8th overall selection. Here is Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah on Michael Penix Jr. going to the Atlanta Falcons.
I still can't believe the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. It has nothing to do. I am such a huge fan of that kid. I want nothing but success for him. He is incredible. But they just signed Kirk Cousins to a nine-figure deal.
I just reached out to his agent, Mike McCartney. I'm sure Ian's talked to him as well. But he was not given a heads up. Kirk Cousins was not given really a heads up on this whole thing.
So he's sitting at home and just hearing Michael Penix Jr.'s name called.
That was audio courtesy of the NFL Network.
So, gentlemen, if you go back to your phones and you look into your phones in our group chat, in the show thread, I sent you guys my best fits and worst fits. If you go and find the evidence from last month, you will see where I had Michael Penix as the best fit. Now, that said, I didn't think they were going to draft him number 8 overall. Because I thought Michael Penix is a guy. Like, I've had knockdown dragouts about Michael Penix with a couple of folks. I'm going, hey, well, hold on. You know, you saw against future guys who play on Sundays, things were a little bit of a problem there. But he's played a lot of football. He could do a lot for a football team. I just thought maybe Atlanta would get the wherewithal to try to trade back up into the first round, get him and let him sit. And then you'd have him for 5 years because it's essentially a two-year deal with Kirk Cousins, so you can let him sit and let him learn. I really didn't think that they were going to take him number 8 overall. I didn't think they were going to do that. And then they took him number 8 overall, and I've never seen anything. Like, every time in the first round, there's certainly controversial picks in the first round. But you always see the draft room. The guys stand up. They're shaking hands. Detroit, they basically put each other in headlocks and try to fist fight each other. They're so excited. But it's usually a high five, shaking of hands, big smiles, or on the phone. I've never seen an owner pull over a general manager and look like he needed something explained to him. And like Terry Fontenot did that, and I've never seen that in my life. So it just leads you to believe. And now, you know, Mitch brought up, well, they're saying Arthur Blank said it was his pick. Yeah, the owner who signs all the checks is going to come out and try to calm all this down and go, hey, it was my choice. I'm the owner of the football team. It was my choice. Of course they're going to do that. I don't believe that whatsoever. I saw video evidence of a man who looked stunned of the decision that was made. I go, how can you go rogue in a room that has at least 20 people in it? I don't know how you could do that.
Well, I'm also looking at the Cousins deal. It would be one thing if they could easily get out of his contract after a few years.
They can't.
There's a $57 million cap hit in 2026, and then the exact same the following year in 2027.
So like, that's what I
didn't
understand.
That's the part that confused me.
Like, I did have people going, you guys are overreacting to Michael Penix. So he's a good quarterback. I go, it's not that he isn't a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback. It's not about Michael Penix. It's about what the Falcons just did. That's what it's about, because there's no easy out on Kirk Cousins. So are you trying to compete with Kirk Cousins? Or, like, everybody expects you to take a swing on a quarterback. They're quarterbacks. But at 8 overall, when you can't... They got Drake London. They still got Kyle Pitts. You can't go get an offensive lineman. You can't go get somebody to help you on defense. You can't trade back. Like, Michael Penix wouldn't have been there. You wouldn't have traded back. You could not have traded back and got some picks. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
All right, more on that in a little bit. Also, the Guardians did it again. Afternoon baseball, 6-4. Jose Ramirez seems to be coming out of that season-long slump to start the year. He was sensational. He had the grand slam. It didn't end there. It was just a fantastic day all the way around as they took care of the Red Sox once again in their series. That's twice now that they've done this.
The sequence later, he gets that lead off. No, there was one out, I beg your pardon. Later in the game, he gets that single. And I think they put it up on Valley or with the Guardians website. He gets that single. He steals second, is able to take third because of a bouncing ball. Then he's able to take home because no one's covering home on a pass ball, wild pitch, whatever you want to. The presence of mind to make a 5-4 game where Boston got right back in it, make it 6-4, give everybody some confidence. Something like that where a guy just goes around the base paths on you, that's demoralizing in a baseball game. It's amazing. Amazing job by Jose Ramirez.
And just like that, he's up to 260. He already has 23 RBIs on the year. So now the numbers are starting to look a little more normal after the big grand slam yesterday and that outstanding performance. Yes. That's it for about last
year. Like, he is I have obviously an immense amount of respect. He might be one of the most respected athletes in our generation of Cleveland athletes. I say what I say about Josh Naylor, and I love Josh Naylor, and I won't back off of what I said, but the amount of respect that we have for Jose Ramirez, my goodness gracious. 8 o'clock, Daryl Ryder going to join us on the show. What are the Browns going to do at pick 54? Are they going to stay there? Because could get a little bit more action than we thought, and a lot earlier than we thought with the Cleveland Browns later tonight on The Fan. 8 o'clock, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Going to be a tremendous time. Also coming in hot, 9:40. A lot of people trying to come in hot right now. Like, I did want to get to a possibility here with the Browns, and I will. There's a lot of people, they just want to rip the Cavs right now. They're mad. They want to vent it. You want to let them vent?
Yeah.
I mean, they're mad.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm measured Ken today. There were people who wanted me to rip you.
Hey, if I was going to be cocky, so positive. If I was going to be cocky all week, then by all means, when you have a performance like that, worst in playoff history for the franchise, by all means.
All right. Henry in Akron. Henry, hello.
Thank you for allowing me to vent. Now, I made a bet with my friend that the Cavs are going to lose this series. He asked me straight up, what did you think? I said, look, they're playing good, but they ain't got no damn balls. That game right there shows the world that we're going to lose the series. Because they're going to get the game. They're going to get game
three. They're going to lose the series, Henry?
Win one here in Cleveland.
They're going to lose the series based on a 40-point loss, a one-blip 40-point
right.
loss?
You might as well write that. They're going to lose this series because I put it all on Orlando. They shouldn't go there and drop
Wait,
an egg
did
like
you
that.
Bet on Orlando?
I bet on Orlando
bet
to win the series.
Lose,
you got that right. Yes,
house.
I did.
Your friend's going to take your house. You're going to be living in a cardboard box.
Well, you want to make a bet?
I'm not allowed to make bets with listeners live on the air. I'm not allowed to make bets with listeners live on the air.
They ain't got the damn balls. They're not big
well,
enough.
Hold on. You can't.
I'm kind of done doing that.
You can't say that again, okay, Henry? Don't say that term again. I know you're mad, and I know your passion. We've had you before. You've called in before. I know you're upset.
It's better than the other thing you said.
It's a bet.
Well,
yeah, it's true.
What he said about Evan Mobley.
Hold on. Well, Henry. It's a one game. Henry, it's a one. It's a four, it's a 38-point loss. It's a one-off. It should be a one-off. Go ahead.
Well, I've been it. That's my thing.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, Henry, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Oh, they're mad, man. Here we go. Dave in Macedonia. I think the Browns can make a move. Maybe that's coming up at 7. They're coming in. Hello, Dave.
After that, what was that, Anthony, Kenneth? What was that? That's not how anybody could wake up on the right side of the bed this morning is beyond me. Mitchell's obviously not 100%.
This isn't a vent. This is not a vent. It says you wanted to vent. This ain't a vent. Come on. If you're really mad, let me hear how mad you are, because I don't believe some of the people that say they're mad. I don't believe it yet.
This Garland, I'm not blaming the loss on him. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm uptight about roster makeup. I've always been that way. And I would love to see a big power forward next to Jared Allen. It would make him even better than he's become. And unfortunately, Mobley's got to play 3 and he can't shoot, or he's got to play 5 in a small ball lineup. But he can't sit there in the lane. 2 rebounds in 22 minutes. Come on. Really? I mean, you know, he can block at the rim, but he should. But he just, he's just not good enough yet.
Now, Caris LeVert did have 15. His plus minus was minus 29, but he did have 15 last night.
Everybody's plus minus was minus
That's
29.
True. Yes. Yes.
But I'm, you know, Garland's got to go to Phoenix for Grayson Allen or a number one, or he's got to go to the Pelicans. You want to get off their roster.
Dave, not yet. Damn it, Dave. And thank you for the call. Not yet. Guys, take a look at the box score. I'm serious. This is about, you're not getting anything from this box score. This is a throwaway. Come on, guys, damn it. Like, this is coming from me. I was raining down from the heavens a couple of weeks ago. Take a look at the box score, Tone. 8 of 34 from 3. Get 5 points from Darius Garland, which I know to some of you is par for the course. Okay, if we want to talk about being nervous,
5's pretty insanely
let's talk,
bad.
It is. I didn't say. I said par for the course
minutes.
And bad. I said it was bad. But you got Donovan Mitchell. If I'm worried about anything, it's Donovan Mitchell's knee.
It's being worried about his injury. Then we can go after it. But, guys, it's a 38-point loss. Take a look at the box score. This isn't like it was in 2009 where you're throwing every piece of junk at them that you can and they're still burying you. Like, that would be a point of frustration for me. That would be where I go to Kobe Altman and go, what have you done with this roster? But last night was so insanely terrible, it was a wake up on the wrong side of the bed moment.
Yeah, so here's where I thought that all the rest of the guys kind of folded up shop. They knew that it was over.
They rolled it up.
It's when they saw Donovan. I really think, and I know he still had some nice takes to the basket and he still had that Euro step going, but when they saw him wincing a bunch of times and when they saw him come down and kind of throw some dangerous balls into traffic and maybe not trust his dribble nearly as much, I think they all started looking around going, oh, so we got to do this. And this is where the complaint you should have, everybody should have, with this basketball team, whether they're up 2-0, whether they're on their way to a sweep, or whether they're on the verge of blowing this up. They are so reliant on Donovan Mitchell, and when he is not right, and he clearly was not right very early on in that game, they don't have the confidence. They do not have – we talk about that dog in them, like that's been an online joke over time. They don't have it.
This is what
sets it up. He's the one that has it, like, and when he doesn't have it – they're kind of screwed.
But we will also find out tomorrow. This is going to be what happens tomorrow is that if he comes out, you're going to find out very soon whether or not he's hampered. You're going to find out very, very early about Donovan Mitchell. There is a clear difference between Donovan Mitchell with burst and not with it. We saw that when he was coming back from the initial PRP injection. So if he doesn't have it and then everybody else just decides to go in the tank, well, then, now there's some hustle to it. But it was such a bad day. I got to give him some little bit, not the whole thing, a benefit of the doubt of some level. Like, I got Xavier P on Twitter. What adjustment did JB try and make? You're down by 38. You're not hitting the broadside of a barn. What adjustment can you make? What can you do? 8-34 from long range. I didn't think you would do that again after game one. Obviously, there's playoff basketball.
Yeah,
guys aren't hitting shots. Max Strus, I tell you what, you might want to go do a champions poser on the building about Max Strus. He can't hit anything. The guy's supposed to be a shooter. You want to go do a victory lap, brother? Strus moves? Go ahead.
I think I've been proven right on that one long ago. But I think here, the part that they could have adjusted, but you feel like they shouldn't have to, is maybe forcing the ball out of Paolo's hands. Maybe sending a double to him. But, he's not getting to the foul line. It's not like he's that efficient. He made a lot of his tough kind of twisting fadeaway jump shots. Most of those you're okay with guys hitting in the NBA. So I guess that's one argument you could make is getting the ball out of his hands. But most NBA teams would be okay if he's going to hit those. Like, you tip your cap and you continue to try to make him work for it.
Guys, we know what this is. Like, the calls I'm getting so far, like Henry's mad and a couple people are mad. That's fine. What the calls I'm getting, though, you guys know it. You guys gave up on the game like the Cavs did. You probably flipped over to the draft or you probably turned on Netflix or something like that, and that was the end of it. So you see Darius Garland, that's a classic one that you can beat up on. You see Evan Mobley, that's a classic one you can beat up on. But you're just bitching to bitch because you know it's a 2-1 series. So now we're just going to go back. But what happened yesterday that is a possibility with how bad this has been? Other than it's a very bad day at the office. What?
Well, I don't know if it's bitching to bitch when it's a 2-1 series when they picked it and then they picked their series and then you lose by 38. There's a problem with that.
If I saw them play good basketball or try yesterday and they were still getting beat, then I could sit there and say, you picked
so
this opponent.
So it's okay that they
now you
didn't
have to land it.
Try?
It was,
they picked the opponent and then they didn't try, and
I mean,
that's fine.
I think they were trying at the beginning of the basketball game and then things went to hell. At some point, yeah, you're going to pack it in and play for Saturday. That's what you're going to do.
When you hand pick your opponent, you can't give up on it.
They're not giving
that's
up on the entire
series.
That's why people
are pissed, Ken.
What do you, Owen, they handpicked their opponent. If they handpicked their opponent and they were getting beat, like that, and they were just getting beat, and they were not as good as a
team.
But
if you're wondering why people are mad, that's why people are mad.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
That's at least why I'm not very happy with the
38 win. Well, no one's thrilled about it.
Right.
No one's thrilled. But I think we're just yelling into the ether and having rash, generalized anger over the entire season.
Welcome to sports.
No, thank you very much for telling me how this is all done. I had no idea.
I totally get it, Owen. Maybe it's just that I've seen so many of these series. I even highlighted yesterday one of the best Cavs teams of my life got totally bludgeoned, you know, back in 2016 in the NBA Finals in one of the games. So obviously this team doesn't have LeBron. This team doesn't have Kyrie. So I totally understand where Owen would throw that back in my face. It's not good. The good news is they're right back at it on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
There's a feeling I'm getting in this room, and I'm going to explain it next to everybody, I promise. And you might want to be paying attention tonight. I got a feeling Andrew might have something up his sleeve. They might.
Whoa!
I got no sources. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. I got no sources. I got a few sources. It's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.